Hi, I'm Tony Campbell, lead guitarist of Mighty Avengers, and later on, Jigsaw. I was only 18, 19 at the time. Everybody you knew was either in a band, wanted to be in a band, or supported a band. If you looked in the Coventry Evening Telegraph and opened the front pages, the first two pages were just a mass of venues, all running live music. It was wonderful. It was a wonderful time. Reg ran the Nuneaton Co-op Hall for many years. He started to use us as a support band. He used to work there at least once, sometimes twice a month. It was a dump. It wasn't very nice. It was getting run down even in those days. But it had an atmosphere. Once it was full, it was great. Which is when the Beatles came, it really stood out. It was the night that Love Me Do was released. They'd already set up, and there was a jam session going on when we walked in. I remember it quite distinctly. Ringo was playing drums. John Lennon was playing. I don't remember seeing Paul, but George was sat upstairs just playing his Gibson. We walked in. We said hello, you know, and do all the things you do as you're setting up and getting ready, because we were on first, obviously. And Pete came up. Pete Mist, who was the bass player for Buddy Britton, came up, and I said, "Who's this band we're on with tonight, Pete?" And he said, "Oh, it's the Beatles. Have you never heard of the Beatles?" I said, "No." He said, "Oh, they're fantastic." He said, "They've just come back from Hamburg. So it's the greatest R&B band ever." And I said, "Oh, right, I'm pinch of salt, you know." And then as I came home that night and said, "I've seen a band that is going to be so big." They just took the place apart. Nuneaton Co-op Hall, because Reg had been there for quite a long time, he put in some big names in there. But the Beatles actually tore them apart. They were fantastic. The whole place, we went mad for them. I watched them, Biffo watched them as well, and it was him that pointed out John Lennon's shoes with the little turn-up ends. He had pixie shoes on. The toes stuck up. I just was astounded about the professionalism as well. I mean, they bowed to the audience after the end. I mean, nobody used to do that. It just stood out. They were brilliant. I'm glad I was there. I was there!